Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to These Are Days of Our Lives, my friends. Today we are interviewing Days of Our Lives star Mary Beth Evans, who portrays Dr. Taylor Brady Johnson on the show. Mary Beth will start taping with Days on September 22nd. Mary Beth is also starring as Arlene in the play Murder at the Howard Johnsons on the same day. Mary Beth is also guest starring on Body Approved, which airs on October 18th. And Mary Beth also stars as Sarah Garrett on the popular web series The Bay. And welcome back to our show, Mary Beth.
Thank you. Gosh, it sounds like I'm so busy.
Well, that's only like half of what you're doing. Yeah, you have a whole bunch of other things going on, too. That's like half.
Well, yeah, it seems to be that I was just saying it before, it rains and pours, and it just seems to be all kind of piled up right this minute. But I'm sure I'll be back to doing, you know, just working in my garden in about 15 seconds. So. But I think I'm a little bit of a hyper person. I don't ever sit still. So being super busy I'm always happier that way. And I'm always happier having sort of my own life away from my family life. And so it just makes me feel more balanced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you must have like a flow chart, though, on figuring out where you're going.
You know, unfortunately, I don't. And I have to say, the producer on the Murder at the Howard Johnsons, Michael Sontag, he's so sweet that he makes me a Google Calendar for interviews and things, because if it wasn't for that, honestly, I'd be lost. But I've always been so bad. Like, I even have a phone that has a calendar and I don't put anything in there. They're always just sort of roaming around, like Post-its in my brain. So it's not the best way to do things. It's not the best way to do things, but... I don't know. My sister-in-law says I always get an amazing amount of things done, but it's sort of in a triage fashion. So
yeah,
I just run around.
Yeah, maybe you should have been in How Did She Do It instead of Sarah Jessica Parker. That sounds like a great role for you instead.
I haven't seen that movie, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. I love the artwork for the play. And you look so glamorous in it. Is that, if we see the play, is that what we're going to see? You look absolutely stunning on the flyer with the dress and the hair. And is that the era that the play
is? Yeah, this great gal, Mandy, took the whole poster project on, the bull by the horns, and she was really amazing and made that happen. And we are also appreciative of that. But we have a great costumer. And he got those, and his name is Rob, and his last name is like Sadesky, but I always blow his last name, so I hate to even say it out loud, but I think that's what it is. He's amazing, and he found these beautiful costumes for the show, and that is sort of, that outfit is in the show, and
cool.
It's fun. It's really, I have to say, I'm seriously having the all-time best time, and it's such a... It's just such a great play and so funny, and the director, John Coppola, is truly the best and most creative person. And like he even said, he couldn't wring one more thing out of this, one more, you know, humorous moment or one more thing. It really, we've worked it to its fullest, and it's been so fun and creative, and it really makes me realize how much I love that I love the creative process of acting. And it sounds so hokey and so actory, but if you're a creative person, it's, you know, if you're an artist of any type, it's so fun to take it to its fullest. So this has been just so much fun. And a stretch. I mean, such different things than I normally do, you know, which is what I normally do is so conversational. You know, daytime TV is crazily conversational. And then the nighttime shows are fun, but, you know, it's never, so far, it hasn't been anything that's been so horribly a stretch. So this is really fun. And the process of turning it into something. So that's so much fun.
We've interviewed writers before, like Sherry Anderson in particular and Tom Cassio. I love hearing how everything comes together. You know, the finished product is fantastic, but I love hearing what inspires these people to do what they do and come up with the artwork and the costumes. And, oh, that's really fascinating to me. And when you look at that poster, you're like, wow, I'm going to go see that. I mean, it's just stunning. And you'll
see. Oh, good.
Good.
Thank you.
What was it about Arlene that interested you in playing her?
Well, the real draw for me originally was John Coppola, and Wilson Green was first attached to it. And then we brought on Patrick Muniz, John Coppola did, and he's unbelievably fabulous. And it's really that I worked with the first two with Barbara's Wedding last year, so I knew how much fun it would be and how fun they are. But this one, it just seemed like we had to, the characters, there's just more going on, and we really worked the nuances, and it's a farce, so it's a lot of action and a lot of dialogue and funny. So it's just been such a work in progress, and it's been just so much fun. It's so fun to see it all come together when we've been. I mean, really, I think we've been rehearsing it for about 8 weeks. I mean, a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
But it took every minute of that, I might add. But I just, like I said, it just was so fun, the process of it. And they're all just happy people that want to get together. And that's the thing I'm finding more and more, especially the way things have changed in a show like The Bay, per se, that and this theater company. And and I just did a little bit on Pretty, the other web series. All these things are people who get together, and it's more collaborative, and everybody's really there for the love of it. And how can I help? What can I do? And in fact, I got an email from Gregory Martin saying, hey, you know, can we get these set dressings from you? Because my husband's a doctor, and these are medical things that he needs for a hospital set he's doing or something. I mean, that's what we do. All of us are just like, okay, let me see, how can I help? Let me, you know, what can I get and make the load easier for everybody? And so it's more collaborative, all that stuff, and it's pretty darn fun. Everybody's so spoiled in network TV, you know, you just show up. You show up, they do everything. And so this is kind of more fun. You're more involved.
Yeah, that does sound great. I love Gregor, too. I've interviewed him before, and I love watching The Bay, and it's just so fabulous. Just I love hearing all that stuff about, you know, and Madison, Martha Madison using her club, and it's neat how everybody all pitches in and tries to help out.
Right. Yeah, it's nice.
And I'm going to take a caller. We have area code 213. You're on with Mary Beth.
Hi. This is Mandy.
Oh, this is the poster girl. This is Mandy. And I would say your last name, but I would whisper so I don't. But how do you say your last name?
Deneau.
Yeah, Deneau. Okay, I should just write it phonetically, and maybe I can remember it. I'm so bad with last name. But so it's that French twist. But yeah, yes. Mandy is the brains behind our poster, our look.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Well, I'm excited to see the show. Mary Beth, you seem to have pretty much all the bases covered. You'll be back on daytime, appearing on primetime, featured on the web, and taking the stage. Once all of that calms down, what do you think you'd like to do next, acting or otherwise?
Oh, gosh. Well, I just really have to say this theater thing is so much fun. As you know, Mandy's was an actress, and so you know, you've been there. It's so much fun, this collaborative, let me try that, oh, try that. That's been so much fun. It's a little harder on my personal life because I'm not home in the evenings, and that part's hard, but I really like it all. Like, I'm really excited to go back to Days tomorrow. I have a very busy day tomorrow because I go back to Days tomorrow and then have opening night for Murder at the Howard Johnson. So tomorrow will be a little crazy, a little nerve-wracking. But I'm so excited to go back there, too, because it's so my family there, and we all love spending time together. I just like to keep on doing like I'm doing. I'd like to keep on working. That's my goal. My goal is just to keep working and keep growing as an actress and to just, you know, age gracefully, hopefully, and go with it and go with that and not fight that, and just to keep finding roles that are appropriate and you know, fun. So it's funny, I had an audition yesterday for a mom in this MTV series or something, and I could so hear my friend's mom when we were kids, and so I brought that to the audition, and I just thought it's so funny now, you know, I go out for moms and the different things and how I bring what I have is, you know, from my experiences now, where it would have been so much harder to play that before when I hadn't been a mother. So I just hope to keep on trucking, and that's it. And really, and I say this all the time to people, that that people don't find you when you're at home. You have to really keep on. And I say yes to a lot of right. things because I like to have a lot of lines in the water, and hopefully, you know, things. And it's so much fun anyway. I'd rather just be busy. But when I went and did something recently, my husband said to me something like, why are you doing that? It was to go do Pretty. Because he didn't even know what it was. He'd never heard of it. And it seemed so out of the blue or random. And I said, because you should look it up online. It's a great show. It's so funny. And I just wanted to be a part of it. And what a great experience it was for me. Jeannie Francis was there. She was in the scene with me, which is hilarious, the two of us, you know, catching up about our kids and everything. So I have to say, it's like I go do all these different things, and they may be random to some people, but to me they're all cool experiences that I sort of tuck away, and I just think it's all, you know, life growth.
Oh, I'm listening.
Did I answer the question? Probably not. What?
Yeah, no, that was. I just was curious if you had specific things in mind. So yeah, but it sounds like
no. Just you know what? Honestly, my only specific is to keep on trucking as an actor. And even in the beginning when I went on soap operas, you know, I was doing guest star episodics a lot at the time, and the soap opera came up, and I didn't really watch soaps. I didn't really know, you know, much about what that meant to go on a soap. And it was like a 3-year contract at the time. I thought, oh my God, that's a long time. I can't imagine. But my husband and I had been, you know, sort of newly married, and he didn't really make any money as a resident that he was. And so I took this Days of Our Lives job kind of thing. It's kind of how I looked at it. Like, well, I guess I'll take that. And I ended up staying there for 7 years, and on to the next maybe that was 6, and the next was for 7, the next was for 6. You know, it ended up being a whole lifestyle thing for me because I realized it was great to, you know, for a mom, it was a great job. But it was never that I had these huge aspirations to be some famous movie star. It was always that I just wanted to work as an actor. That's all I ever really cared about.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So
thank
that's
you.
How I still feel. I just feel like I just want to keep on working. That's it. So I'll see you tomorrow, Mandy.
Yeah. See you then.
Okay.
Yay.
Thanks, Mandy.
All right. Thanks.
I guess, I mean, well, we're close to the same age. I mean, with being on MTV, there's like a little girl inside you going like, wow, I'm going to be on MTV if you get the gig.
I wasn't really an MTV thing, and now they're doing like scripted really? Shows. And I shouldn't even mention it because it's kind of jinxy to even mention it, but it just reminded me so much of my friend's mom or being a mom and what we draw from. But, you know, the thing about auditioning in this town, too, is you need to go on, like, 50 before you get something. You have to keep on.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You go, never think about it again, you know, so.
With Campbell returning, that was such a huge surprise when
What's
I got that?
That
email
what did you say?
With you returning to Days, when did that all start happening? When did you get the call?
It must have been earlier in the summer because I feel like I've known for a while. And I had a really nice lunch with Greg Ming, who's the executive producer, and he's been there for a long time. And I always knew him from before. And he also worked on the Who Wants to Be a Soap Star, or I Want to Be a Soap Star, whatever name that was. And he was there with me a lot for that. So we've been friends for a long time. But he's the one that's been making the big change back with Ken, you know, the new changes, I guess, that are starting right now. And he's the one that's bringing back these different people. So I was one of the ones that he, you know, met with and said, you know, we'd like you to come back. And they didn't really have it planned, I think, until like November or something. But they found a way to slot me in now. So I'm going back now, but it might be kind of sporadic. I'm not quite sure. You know, after that one lunch, I haven't talked to him since. So I don't know.
Oh.
I don't have phone tomorrow. So, but it was fun. The other day I was there for a photo shoot, and there was a lot of the cast there for this photo shoot, and with just so many people from the past. I mean, we're all like cousins now, you know, we see each other as like family reunions, you know, you're like, oh my God, how are you? You know, I mean, it's really, I mean, it's been almost 26 years since I started there. So that's a long
wow.
time to know those people.
Oh yeah, definitely. And we'll take a caller. Area code 312, you're on with Mary Beth Evans.
Hi.
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 Hey, it's Hillary in Chicago.
Hi.
Hi, Hillary.
Okay, I have two questions. One of them is on your pies. I know that your pies are at Williams-Sonoma now, which is awesome.
Yes.
Again, this is the third year, right?
Yes, third year. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So are you ever thinking of maybe possibly, hopefully, venturing into like a new fruit, like maybe blueberry or cherry?
You know, I did experiment around with some cherries there for a while, but I just get sidetracked. You know, like right now I do the pumpkin and the apple, and then I just get sidetracked by doing all these other things, and then that's kind of on autopilot, the pie thing. And then, but I always think about blueberry because I have a great blueberry recipe and I love blueberries. But maybe next spring. Well, it just depends on the ebb and the flow. Like this summer, right, my kids were all home, and I was, you know, so much going on, and then now I've been doing all these things. So it kind of goes in these waves, and then when I have a lull, then I get back to paying attention to, you know, going back to the test kitchen and finding something else. And so I would say nothing's going to happen until the spring anyway.
Well, I hope that you go into something like blueberry or cherry, and I'll be your personal taste tester.
Okay, good. Well, I do have a good cherry too, so I need to get on that. Thank you for the
cool tip.
I'm gonna put that in my little post-it in my brain about things to do.
Awesome. Okay.
All right,
my next
care.
Question is.
Oh, huh.
What?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. My next question is about days. Which, I mean, you tend to seem to work with the same characters, obviously, as you go back, as you work with the same family members and that sort of thing. Is there any character on Days that you'd really love to interface with that you just haven't really, your storylines haven't really had the opportunity to touch? Back in the day, there was this one big umbrella, and everyone eventually kind of talked to each other because everything sort of came together. Not so much these days. Is there anyone you'd really love to work with?
Well, I'll tell you who my mother would love that I work with is James Scott, because she's got a mad crush on him. And every time I talk to her, she tells me that James Scott. And she says, oh, my gosh, he's so good and he's so handsome. And so I'd say for my mother, it should be him. For me, I don't know. Now that I'm going to go help my mother out in the pub a bit. So I think that my interaction with miscellaneous people will probably be broadened. And I don't think that they do it as badly as they used to. In the old days, geez, you only worked with like one other person. Every time you went in, it was just with your partner. But so I don't think they do it quite so severely anymore. But so I don't know. I mean, I feel like I work with them all because I'm such friends with all of them. So it's hard for me to pick somebody. But I always love doing scenes with my brother Bo. He's awesome. And Christian and I are great friends. And Missy is one of my little dollies of the planet. I love her. So, you know, I don't know. I can't pick somebody off the top of my head, but like I said, my mother, James Scott.
Cool. Okay. I know I had another question rolling around in my head, but it's gone, so
yeah,
I'm done.
I hear you. All right, take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Everyone was curious about a couple things. I think you mentioned Caroline before. People are afraid Caroline's going to get phased out, like that Kayla's taking over the pub and Caroline's getting phased out.
Oh, no, I'm not taking it over.
Oh,
I'm not
God.
Taking it over. Yeah. No.
Oh,
I'm just going to help out. That's all. I'm not going to take it over.
Yeah, I'm glad. I just wanted to kill the rumor to tell you.
Oh, she's so awesome. I love her. I think she should have got an Emmy for her whole stroke thing she did and everything. She's incredible.
Yeah, that I was going to mention about that storyline. Yeah, it was really great soapy fun, the whole reveal, the public reveal about Parker's paternity and it's not
being that was
baby
crazy.
And all that. Yeah,
uh-huh.
That was very, very soapy. But
I thought so too. And, I was so, yeah.
Yeah, to see for Kayla, for her to keep a secret that long and all that, I thought that was maybe a little bit out of character. But I think it was
well, you know, I thought
the whole
story, I really tried to play it, and which is how I felt, too, for this character,
yeah.
Was that her mother, I mean, I know her mother had, you know, indiscretions way back then, but, you know, time had gone on, and I think that she, her mother raised her to be this good, honest person, and which she is, and sort of the moral compass of the family, and that her mother was, you know, had lied and was so, like, mean to her about it in the pub, all those scenes. I was just like, this is devastating. That's what I felt like. But I think, you know what, all of us in our lives, we run into things that are conflicting and conflicting feelings, and what do we do, you know, do we come forth with the, you know, everybody else sort of left in our wake, and so I think that was, you know, she had some conflicts over that, but ultimately, you know, if it hadn't come out the way it did, she would have told somebody.
Yeah, I think so too. It just, mm-hmm. I think actually one of the best episodes of last year was.
I think so too. It really,
the church.
It really did a great job of taking all those stories that they had up in the air, and you know they all crashed and burned in like 15 seconds. It was great.
Well, that's kind of like life sometimes, though. I mean, you know, everything's
fine. Well,
especially
when you're holding a big, when you have big secrets like that. I always tell my kids that, you know, geez, it's just too big of a burden, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, thanks for spotting the rumor, because people were really upset. They thought they were going to kill off Caroline. And
oh, no.
I just wanted to make
sure. She's like a, she's a pillar in that town, so no way.
She is a fantastic actress. I saw her on a, she did Primetime, I think, in the 80s, and she played a bigot on a comedy sitcom. And she, I think she was fantastic. I mean, like, here's Sweet Caroline saying all these racist things, and she was wonderful.
She's a very good actress. She's amazing. I'm always in awe of her.
With Matthew returning to Days, a lot of people were wondering if there's a lot of Kayla and Jack scenes coming up.
Well, you know, I have no idea. I tell you, I know nothing more than my call time tomorrow. That is all I know. And I do know, from the script that I read, I know that I've you know, I'm kind of helping Mom out in the pub for the holidays or whatever the deal is. And so I have some interaction with some different people, but I don't know anything more than that.
Oh, okay. Just curious.
Yeah. Well, you know, we certainly have a history, the two of us, so.
Right. And
he's Timothy's brother.
Right. I'm going to take caller area code 966. Hello? You're on with Mary Beth.
Hello?
Hi.
Mary Beth?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I am your Arabian fan. I am from Saudi Arabia. I love you so much. I love you so much, Judy. I love you so much. Oh, my God.
Thank you. You have a question?
Oh, my God.
Do you have a question for us?
I want to tell you I love you so much. Oh, my God,
thank you.
I forget what I study in 1 year. I forget the English language. I forget it.
Well, thanks for calling. Thanks for watching all this, you know, these years.
What?
I said thanks for watching and thanks for calling.
You're welcome anytime.
Okay.
I want to tell you something. Yeah, you're a really amazing actor. You're really amazing actor, wonderful mom. You are really charming.
Thank you. What?
Really, I love you so much, like love needed Justin Bieber.
Thank you.
I just want you to know that I am here. Really, I feel
thanks.
Very cool.
So sweet.
I just say hi, Amal.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for your call. Okay,
that was sweet.
It's cute. It takes a while to get over the stage fright, I guess.
Yeah, right.
I was going to ask you about the Bay. It was just announced today that Jolando is no longer with the show.
Mm-hmm. I know. I only got one kiss out of him, darn it. he is really sweet. I don't really know what that's all about, but, you know, he does a bunch of other things, so maybe he just got busy. I really don't know. I haven't talked to anybody. But I know Paul Satterfield, and he's awesome, so that'll be great.
That's great. You guys had such chemistry in just those few little scenes you had at the end of the season last year.
I know. We, like, shook hands, and then we shot the scene and kissed, and then we shook hands and left. And I'm like, okay, that all of Dave's work. I thought that was hilarious. But he's really sweet. I just know that he does a lot of things on the side, so I don't really know. I haven't talked to Gregory about what that's all about. I kind of read it like you guys did.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a real shame. And I really enjoyed the Funk in the Bay stuff, and I really felt for Peter's adoptive mother in that whole series. And I'm looking forward to seeing how that all plays out this season.
She's great, Marie Wilson. She's great. I worked with her on As the World Turns. She's awesome. And I thought Gregory did a beautiful job on those Far From the Bay. And the characters that he got in, the New York actors, they were so great. And, you know, Gregory's amazing. Anyway, I always am saying great things about him because he writes it, he produces it, he directs it, he finds funding, he finds locations, he does all the casting, he convinces every last person on the planet to be involved in this. And so, you know, I really, really tip my hat to him. And he's a really nice guy and professional and really run professionally. And so, anyway, there's great things coming up this year. He's really, you know, works hard on these scripts, and I think they're going to be a little bit longer and the focus a little more on the Garretts, I think, and so it should be, I think the fans will be really happy with it. I think they'll love the season. And I think there's more interactive. I think there's more, you can go online and, you know, purchase things or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's thebetaseries.com. That's the website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sarah's got her hands full. I mean, she has her man, and then
I know I got ex-lovers, ex-husbands, kids from three different guys, you know, and like my own life, you know, your grown kids give you like big fat headaches too. So there's always something going on. So
yeah,
Brian, he's got all kinds. I don't know what he's up to. He says something not good. But, you know, it gave me a chance to work with Tristan, who I just love. I really had never worked with him before, and he's a doll. So it's been great fun. In fact, Friday, we have a whole day shoot on Friday. So, action-packed week. I have an action-packed week.
Great. Yeah, it just, you know, at this point, like, you're watching, so, like, wow, I kind of feel bad for her. But at the same time, too, she kind of created her own drama.
Oh yes.
In her life.
Yeah. Well, as I've said before, I know people like her. I know narcissistic mothers who they don't think that they're doing anything wrong.
Right.
they don't think that running off with a boyfriend is a bad thing to do necessarily. But so I don't think she feels that she did anything wrong, but you know, there's ramifications from her behavior all over the place. And I think in her mind she would wonder why her kids would not be madly crazy about her, you know, why would they be mad at her? What? So, like I said, I know people like that, so it's not that hard for me to figure that one out.
And we'll take another caller. We have area code 706. You're on with Mary Beth Evans.
Hi, Mary Beth. How are you?
Hi.
Good. It's Sherry.
What?
It's Sherry again.
Oh, hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
You didn't recognize the accent.
I thought you said some other name. I couldn't hear you, and I thought you said some other name. So go ahead. Yes, I can't imagine that there's an unanswered question with you, but I'll try. Go ahead.
I actually do have three questions.
Oh, good. Okay.
But first I wanted to comment. The lady that called in before, her name is Amal, and she's from Saudi Arabia. And she is watching Days of Our Lives over there, and I believe she told me that they're either showing 2007, 2008. So she just discovered Steve and Kayla not too long ago.
Oh, that's
so
nice background. She really didn't tell us anything.
Yeah.
She didn't tell us anything, so we didn't know.
Yeah, I think she was just a little overwhelmed.
No, sure, I understand that.
Yeah. The first thing I wanted to ask you, Jenny Francis did a promo for Pretty and it is hilarious. And I just wondered if maybe you had done a promo also.
No, I didn't. And somebody sent me that, and I can't open it. So maybe it was you that sent it to me. I think it was you that sent it to me.
I
couldn't open it. I think she does more. I do one scene. I think she's in a few scenes.
Yeah.
But we did a little promo for the Indie Soap Awards together, and I did a behind the scenes. They do some behind the scenes sort of chatting. I did that.
Okay.
But it was a really fun. It was fun. It was quick. I was there for maybe 2 hours, and it was really funny.
Well, I think you're a good fit for that show because you have a flair for comedy, and that show's crazy. So
it's crazy.
I'm really looking forward to it.
He's hilarious. I love that guy.
Yeah, it's good. The other question I have, do you have a favorite flower or plant that you always plant every year in your garden?
Well, you know, my favorite plant, my favorite flower is peony. But you can't grow them in Southern California. Or they have some, you know, hybrid something, but it's not like real peony. That is my favorite. And when those come out, I'm always buying those. But they're only, you know, periodic, as you know. My other favorite, I have a bunch of old English roses that I love. I don't know if you guys ever shop on the David Austin Old English Roses website. All you guys should get them, the bare roots in January. They're amazing. Hydrangea is probably my favorite plant that in my yard. What else? That's probably it. I like everything flowering, blooming, you know, whatever. But I am a huge gardener, everybody knows. But I'm pretty tapped out. I'm trying to think of what else. I don't know. But those are my favorite, if anybody wants. And plant in groups of three. That's always the trick for gardens.
Yeah. We just need to buy you a tractor.
Yeah, right.
You'll be okay.
That's right.
The last one I have is, do you still make those amazing scarecrow women for your garden?
I do. And, you know, it's funny because people will come by and say, the vegetable garden's on the side of the house, and they'll be, you know, oh, and I'll see them talking to her. Like they bring little kids and they throw, like, the urban garden or something. So, you know, it was really like a work of art. I would go to, you know, Salvation Army and get the clothes and, you know, little earrings from something. And they were really, really sweet.
Yeah, you put up some photos on one of the Hybrid Mom blogs. And each year the Scarecrow Woman was different. And it was fun to see the different styles that, you know, that she looked like each year.
Well, it all started, you know what, actually how it started at being a Scarecrow Woman was when my kids were little, we went to the California Adventure next to Disneyland, and they have a huge sort of vegetable garden, and it was a woman scarecrow in a big red dress, and that's what gave me the idea, and so I always did a woman. Actually, once in a while, in the winter, I would do a guy, but it was usually a woman, especially in the spring, it was a woman.
I like the women because usually you just see the guys, so it's something different.
Yeah.
I like that.
Right.
I shall see you tomorrow night.
Yay. Okay. I have all these fun people
to
play. Bye. Thanks for calling. Yeah, if any of you guys can come out and see the play, it's going to be so much fun. We're going to have such a good time. Okay. Yes. Go on.
Yeah, but you just mentioned that peonies. Yeah, well, living in Pennsylvania, we had such a wet spring, mine just didn't work out this year. And I was so disappointed because it's such a huge, big blossom. I always have to worry about bringing it in the house because it's always covered in ants.
I love them. Although it's funny, my son did a catering job the other night, and he brought home, it scared me when I came down in the morning, was seriously like a 36-inch ball on my table in my house.
Oh.
Of like a floral arrangement from some catered thing that was hydrangeas and white roses. It was just crazy. And I took the whole thing apart because it didn't have enough water and it's blocked anyway. And I took the whole thing apart and I have like three bouquets of beautiful hydrangeas and a big thing of white roses. And I love that. And hydrangeas are tough to put in water and in the house anyway, because half the time they wilt. I don't really know the secrets, but peony are my favorite, but we just can't grow them out here. Gorgeous.
Okay, we take another caller here. We'll take, if I can get it on, area code 312. You're on with Mary Beth Evans.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi. Hi.
Do you have a question for Mary Beth?
Did we lose them?
I'm sorry.
You're not talking about me, are you?
Erica 312.
Hello?
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 Hi. Do you have a question for Mary Beth?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, my goodness. How did that happen? I didn't even press the little number one.
Are you just
I'm
listening?
So sorry. It's Hillary again. I'm just listening on the phone. I mean, I love to talk to you again, but I'm so sorry. You said 312, and I'm thinking, oh, who from here is calling? And no one's answering. I'm like, oh, my gosh, they're squandering their opportunity. Why aren't they talking? Gosh, are you talking to me? And I did not expect you to say yes. I'm sorry. I did not mean to talk to you again.
All right. Thanks.
See you in a couple weeks at the play.
Okay, thank you.
That's too funny. Yeah, the dashboard's not very good at telling me who wants to just listen to answer questions. A lot of the Days actors on Twitter now, or you'll be joining them on Twitter anytime soon.
Oh, I know. Matthew Ashford was telling me that the other day, and I just thought, I just don't know. Even Facebook is such a challenge. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if they talk me into it. This is a random thought through your day. To me, seems like who cares? So I just don't know. I don't know. I'll have to think about it. I don't think my life is that exciting to report on it, but we'll see.
When Matthew got on there, I've met Matthew before. He's very loquacious, and I think I asked him a question once, and half an hour later he answered it. And they're like, wow, I can't imagine Matthew on Twitter. But he's fantastic, and he's funny, and
he's great on the band, too. He's really been such an asset for that show.
Yeah, he just has that ability to go creepy like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's playing sweet, goofy Jack 1 minute, and then he's playing just this creepy psychopath Steve.
He's like a song and dance musical theater guy. I mean, he's a really talented guy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He went to the North Carolina School of the Arts, if I remember correctly. But I think he's very good. We wanted to see about him for the play originally, but he was busy doing his play. But I love Matt, but I'm so, so thrilled with the guy, Patrick Muniz, who we cast in it, because he's just so amazing. He's so great. He really upped our game.
do you have a preference on what genre you're doing that's nighttime or daytime or web soaps or plays? Is there anything?
That's what I'm saying. Not particularly. I mean, I'm really, they're all very different, and they're all very fun in their own way, you know? So I know so far everything has been so much fun and you know, maybe it's the times, I don't know, but people, every place I've been, everybody's so enthusiastic and is so game to put out a good product and be helpful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I wouldn't say I have a favorite at the moment, no.
I just think that's such amazing range on your part, because not everybody can do everything, you know what I mean? And you'd be fantastic on TV, but, you know, maybe you need all those retakes, you know what I mean? And doing it live and just playing off the TV.
Well, I'll tell you what's the big difference between, well, there's no comparison, the difference of these two things, but In the play alone, it's like, you know, maybe 60 pages or something that is nonstop talking and blocking. And on a soap, it's like 2 pages, 3 pages, and then you stop. And then you can look at your next scene before you go do the next scene. There's not really retakes in daytime anymore because of budgets. But so you do have to be on your game, but it's, I think the play is so challenging in your skills like that, in memorization and incredible focus. And for me, who's a little bit sketchy, you know, focus is a big deal. So you can just, you can, when you're in the middle of it, you just think you cannot, like, you just can't drift. You got to stay tuned, you know. So those are good challenges. Maybe it'll keep me from getting Alzheimer's or something.
Well, that's what they say, though. They had a study that came out about that with actors usually don't get Alzheimer's because of all the memorization they have to do. Yeah, I think
that's good.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And we have another caller. We have area code 267.
Hi, Mary Beth.
Hello, you're on
the... Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Nicole.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole.
Where's that area code from? Where is it?
Pennsylvania, just outside of Philadelphia.
Oh, good. My husband was born in Philadelphia.
Oh.
Moons ago. I shouldn't say millions, but some moons ago.
I'm actually just north of the city.
Uh-huh.
But I did have a question for you. I've been reading with the Days reboot. They're bringing back a lot of the fan favorites and some of the veterans. Is there anybody that's not coming back that you would like to work with again?
Well, I mean, Stephen always, but, you know, he is completely committed somewhere else. And I think my character needs to say he's in Genoa City or something. I don't know if anybody saw Body of Proof last night, but it was funny because Dana Delaney wrote in a whole bit about her. They had sort of this sort of Stepford Wives kind of thing going on, and she's looking, she goes, I lived on a cul-de-sac like this, because she did Desperate Housewives. And so it should be something like that. They ought to do that on Days, just say, yeah, he's hanging with some Young and the Restless over at Genoa City or something. But, I mean, you know, so everybody knows where he is. We might as well say where he is. But for him, he's, you know, loved my life, seriously. But he's committed over there, so life marches on. And Charlie Shaughnessy, you know, I love him to death, so I always want him to come. I try to drag him around wherever I go. He's on the bay with us, and and wherever, anytime, I'm, you know, he did Buzz, whatever it was, what's it called, Coffee Buzz or Buzz Coffee, or I can't think of anything, that
coffee,
show he did.
Mm-hmm.
And so he called me. I'm like, sure, come, yeah, let's do it. You know, I mean, I just adore him. And whenever I show up at a bay gathering and he's there, I'm so excited because we can sit and catch up. And the last one, actually, his daughter was there, who I hadn't seen since she was a little girl, so it was so fun. And so always him, because he's one of my all-time favorite people. And so otherwise, I don't know. Those are, I mean, my daughter, but obviously she's gone on to the Secret Circle, which, you know, it's cool for her. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy for her. So, you know, everybody's doing other things, which, as they should be. You know, everybody's like roaming around and working, so that's good. So I don't know. Maybe there'll be somebody new in the horizon that I'll say, hey, this is my new favorite person to work with. So.
All right.
Knows?
Well, thank you.
Mhm.
I appreciate
thank
you answering my question. Thank you.
Mhm.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye. Yeah. That's what I was going to ask. Yeah, with the Bay, is there, when do you think that's going to premiere the season two? I heard mid-October, but I wasn't sure.
Of the Bay? You know what, I think everybody should check the website, because I'm actually not by my computer, so I can't check it, but if they go to thebaytheseries.com, they can find out.
Okay.
I would think pretty soon, because they've already shot some of it, so usually we're kind of catching up with ourselves endlessly, so...
What I love so much about the Bay is at the end, he always has a little cliffhanger. And I just love that about the show. That's such an old school soap opera.
Right. Right.
I just. Yeah.
Right.
So with Kayla, I know she's kind of flinting in and out. Is there any storylines you would like to see her have on her own? Is there anything you'd like to see Kayla do, or is there any storylines and like did you ever wanted to do that you would like the opportunity to do?
I don't know. I feel so open to new possibilities. I don't have a preconceived notion of what it should be. I do love the interaction with the family. I think that the Brady family is important, and I love all those scenes with those people. And I think because we've all known each other such a long time that the connection is there inherently, which is so nice. I'm not really sure. I mean, I like the idea of her being an independent woman of her own means. I like that. And I, even when I was going back before, you know, she was a nurse and I was on there and I had a meeting with Ken Corday about going back. And I said, well, if she was off for 15 years, never remarried, she had to have gone to medical school and become a doctor because what was she doing? You know, what was she doing at that time?
Right.
But, and just that I think that, I like those kind of role models for people. I mean, shoot for the stars, go for the top, you know. So I hope to continue to be a good role model for women. And I love being like a mama. You know, I love that. I love that with Shelley. She's such a doll baby anyway, but I love being like her mother on that show. And I like the whole motherly aspects and showing what being a good mother is and being a good listener and not judgmental. I always like to bring that. So, you know, I don't know what the future holds in stories or whatever, but I'm open to that. But I just want to bring that. You know, I think that Kayla adds a lot to the show as far as a brightness and a life. And so I like that part, and I'm open to whatever happens.
That's one thing I'm excited about with these new writers. They just seem like the women on the show the past summer in particular, they've just been really in a ditch. I mean, you had Chloe turning into a prostitute. And they it was just terrible with these. I mean, you know, you're going to have bad characters, and sometimes characters do the wrong thing. I understand that. But as a mom, just watching
everybody in town starts tanking, something's wrong. Which is what they, you know, that's when Ken finally said, okay, it's gone as far as it can go in that direction. We got to turn the ship. So,
yeah.
You know, these new people, I think they want to do more, I don't know what's happening to our connection here. I think they want to do more real life stories, more love story, more, you know, heartfelt love stories, and I love that. So I think that's more what their thrust will be than these other kind of stories they were doing.
Yeah, I see that with Marlene. I guess she's back to practicing in her office. I think Marlene was probably one of the biggest feminist icons on Days of Her Life, but she always was working, you know, through marriages and divorces and children and all that. And I'm glad to hear that Kay was back to being a role model, and they've gotten rid of some of these really awful storylines, especially the prostitution one. It just, even though I have two sons, as a mom, I'm watching this going, wow, I'm glad I don't have daughters watching the show right now. It was kind of portrayed maybe not as realistically either. And it really creeped me out. I thought it was terrible. And I'm glad to hear that the show is getting women jobs and professions, like the Sarah Brown character has a profession. And Kate's bringing back Countess Wilhelmina. And Sammy's getting a job, which everybody's thrilled about, too. She seems to do nothing but, you know, have babies and get married. And
I know.
I think that's it caused trouble. So that seems like such a positive direction.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about soaps in general. Why do you think soaps are floundering? Is it the whole genre needs a reboot? I mean, I'm happy Days is changing things around, and I appreciate all the effort they're doing. And just as an actress, and you're doing all these other things too. I mean, what's your opinion? Is it people like Brian Franz, are they really the big problem, people who are in charge of soaps that hate soaps? Or is it the fans, or is it they're not there anymore, or Nielsen ratings are antiquated?
No, I don't know. I mean, it might be a little of all the things you're saying, but I think one thing that Days is doing now that it didn't do in the past, which might really help it, is what you were talking about Twittering, and they're doing a lot more press, and they're sending people out on the road, and they put out some books, and they are having their giant Days of Days thing at Universal City Walk on November 5th.
Right.
And you better check that date because I'm not quite sure that's right, but I think it's Saturday the 5th. And really try and, you know, give back, get the fans involved, make it, you know, and get it current in some ways, you know. And that probably will help it a lot. But You know, the thing about the NBC is their only soap, and I think they're really behind it doing well. And Ken, obviously, it's his family legacy, and he wants it to do well. And I think if he, you know, like now, he realizes I got to stick back to the roots of it, and then investing the energy and whatever little dollars it takes to do all this to get the people twittering, getting people involved and brightening up the sets and, you know, doing what they can with their budget constraints to make it better, more appealing, and really listening to the fans and listening to them and doing what, you know, they're looking for, what fans are looking for. And I think they're looking more for, they want a little love in the afternoon. That's where soaps really were before. And all then it gets so blown out into all these other things where people want I think they want to watch, you know, relationship struggles and triumphs and those kind of things during the day. I think that's what, you know, we can turn on the news and feel dead depressed. You know, we don't really need to have it be on our shows like this. So I think that that part will be, you know, I think everybody will enjoy that and be able to get back on board with that concept. And if they stick to that, you can't really get that other places. You're not going to get that on, you know, a talk show or something. So it's just, you know, what are you interested in the afternoon? You know, are you interested in a talk show and that kind of stuff, or cooking, or a little love? So, you know, there's so many, you know, so many more options. In the old days, you had like, you know, your three stations. Now there's just so much you can do, and you can TiVo, and you, there's just so much. So, you know, there isn't the viewership that there was once, you know, upon a time, but there still is a good amount of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even the Days official Twitter, whoever's doing that has done a fantastic job. I think the other day they asked for suggestions, like, who would you want back on the show? It's like, wow, someone asked us. You know,
right. That's what I'm saying. I think that they really are listening to the fans. That's really my point, and that's the reason that they even rebooted it, was because they realized it was just so off track. And what did people really want? And so that's what they're really on. And also, in, you know, daytime never really encouraged you to do other things, and now they really do. They, you know, I think if you go to NBC.com, my Murder at the Howard Johnson's is listed on there, and different shows and that people are doing, and encourage people to cross over and do other things, which is the way it always should be, because it brings viewers from all over the place around and back, you know. So I think they're just getting wise to all that, and a lot of it has to do with that there's this young, great guy in charge now, Noel Maxim. He's now in the studio running that, and then Greg Ming, who knows this show backwards and forwards, he's, you know, that the business part and the story part and whatever, and then he, you know, they've gotten this group of publicity and these different people on board, and so I think that it's a whole new day, you know. So it's exciting time there. That's one of the reasons I really want to go back, is because, well, one, I just love Noel, and he came with Ed Scott, and I loved Ed Scott, and but the man, that was during all those huge cuts, and a lot of it was, you know, budget reasons that they had to make those big changes back then. But I just thought Ed Scott was brilliant and such an actor's director, and he really took the time to try to get things right and change the lighting and get good acting out of people. And Noel came with him, and I think Noel probably was a Y&R before too, I'm pretty sure. And I just think he has a vision, and it will be different. It will be so much better.
That makes me feel so good hearing that. I'm a big Ed Scott fan too. I thought the show looked so beautiful when he was on.
I loved him.
Yeah.
I just thought he was the best, and it was kind of devastating when he was like, oh, but I understand why. And the show went through a huge transition during like that year at, you know, on, you know, with firing of like the eight of us or whatever it was, and him, and it was just huge. It was huge, but it was mainly driven by the huge budget cuts that they had to make at the time.
Mm-hmm. I understand the budget cuts. To me, though, there's kind of like a right way and a wrong way to do it. Like, they didn't even ask.
Yeah, it was serious. Yeah. Like, the show would have gone off the air, I believe, if they didn't make those changes. So they had to do that, and they had to change the whole costuming way. The woman who does the costumes now is brilliant, and I mean, we all should have her be our shopper, Jane. She is the biggest discount shopper I've ever seen in my life. She makes everybody look so fabulous on a shoestring. And I loved Richard Bloor. I mean, don't get me wrong. Oh my God, everybody looks so amazing then. But for what, you know, people have to work with, she really pulled it off. So it just, a lot of it had to change, and it's almost like, you know, you do these radical changes, and then you you find your way back to a middle point that you retain those things that were good for the change, and you get rid of the things that didn't work, you know. We
right.
all have those experiences in our life.
Yeah, it's just, you know, some of us love radical change, and after a while you're like, well, I think that went a little too far.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I understand, you know, where maybe they had to take a step back to move forward. I do understand that.
Right,
I think,
that's what I'm kind of saying. I kind of think that. I think
yeah.
it's that they got all the finances in order and all that, and now they can find their balance. I think that they're going to do well, and I think they're going to do really well. I'm thoroughly excited to go back. It was such a great vibe when I went in for that photo shoot last week. It was just wonderful, and everybody talking about how great Noel is out there making things fabulous, and it's just exciting. It's exciting for everybody.
Yeah, we're all looking forward to it, and I can't wait till, I guess, Friday and Monday the new stuff's coming on. So it's exciting, and I think we spoiled a little bit too much with the promos. I mean, there was a ton of promos, but it's still it got you all excited, and hopefully it works out and everybody watches it. And so I don't. And this Friday is the end of all my children, so
you
get reminded of that, you know. And One Life to Live got canceled. I guess they're on until January, but they're number three. So they have a huge.
It's amazing. I don't understand. I don't understand all that. But I think that, you know, those two shows going to the internet will be great for shows like The Bay and mm-hmm. Crystal's shows and all these shows. It will probably do really well.
Yeah. When I want to have maybe some of the actors on my show, maybe have them all, you know, if everybody, like, well, you're moonlighting another website series. You know, if everybody moonlights a little, you know, you have a nice crossovers and everybody watching
right.
everybody else. So I think that's fantastic.
I know. The crossover thing is very fun. But like I said, even with The Bay, we have so many actors that I've known over the years, or ones that people that I had knew of but had never met, like Tristan. And
right.
So it's been so fun, all this crossing over. And then when I went and did The Pretty with those people and crossing over, and then Jeannie was there, and so it becomes this whole other world, which has really been so fun.
Yes. Yeah, well, maybe eventually we'll get Steven on something, too. I know a lot
yeah,
of people
right.
are crossing their fingers
exactly.
on that one.
Well, like I said, he's in Genoa City. I think he's got this
yeah.
woman, Ashley, I think her name.
Yeah.
She's so beautiful, I don't think I can quite compete. But anyway.
Oh, you're too cute. But, there's so many things to look forward to this fall. Looking forward to on Days and looking forward to The Bay and your Body of Proof episode. I mean, it's so wonderful to see, you know, our veteran actors doing so well.
Thank you. Yeah, well, like I said, it's hustling. Got to hustle. Got to get out. I tell my kids that all the time. Yeah, nothing happens when you're doing nothing. So, yeah.
That's true.
Anyway, great talking to you. Thank you. Everybody who can make it, come out and see our play. But you need to look online and check out the website so that you know when the actual dates are. We run to October 28th in Hollywood here on
okay.
Santa Monica Boulevard. And but it's like Thursday, Friday, Thursday, Saturday. It's those kind of weekends. So you just have to double check on the dates. But we always come out and talk to everybody afterwards. So it's fun to meet some of the viewers and fans and stuff. So if you can make it out, come on out.
Sure. That sounds fantastic. I mean, I'm jealous. I wish I was out your way. I'd come and see. It looks just,
yeah.
It just looks fantastic.
Yeah.
It looks, sounds
yeah.
like
it's going
really
to be great
funny
fun.
Play.
Maybe somebody will do a little tape or a little bit and put it up somewhere so people can get a glimpse
yeah.
of it.
That sounds all
righty,
really cool.
Super. Well, thank you so much for this interview. So fun.
Thanks, Mary Beth. Thanks for all the calls.
All right, take care. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.